Good. I was hoping you'd be in your office. I need to speak to you. Yes, I was looking through this new employment contract you gave me. I'm not going to sign it, no. I don't need to. This contract is so blatantly sexist that I'm never going to have to work again. The sexual harassment lawsuit will leave me set for life. Yes, I'm quite serious. I've never seen anything this ridiculous in my entire life. You couldn't have gotten away with this in the 1950s, much less now. What do I mean? Do you not understand what's in this contract? Okay. Some examples then. Let's see. Here we go. Hair and makeup requirements. Female associates must keep their hair at shoulder length at a minimum, and longer is encouraged. Side plaits and ponytails are encouraged. Get this, encouraged to provide convenient handholds for male associates. Handholds? And that's not even the worst of it. All body hair below the neck must be removed? That is absolutely none of your business. My employer should not care in the slightest how I maintain my lady bits. But given the rest of this. Well, yes, I did put my hair in a ponytail today. I didn't want you to suspect anything before I could call you out on this. What else is in here? Oh, this disaster. Dress code. This is pure sexist garbage. This alone will let me retire to a tropical island. Here, I'll read. Female associates are required to wear blouses and skirts. We're off to a bad start, but it gets even worse. Blouses must be snug and sheer, and no button above a line between the nipples may be buttoned. What the fuck? Sheer blouses? That's just insane, and there's more. Bras are optional, but if worn, must not cover the nipple? What is even the point of a bra at that point? No. I had to get into the building somehow. So I had to meet the dress code. Given how sheer my blouse is, you can see that I didn't wear a bra. I didn't have any that don't cover my nipples. But let's keep going. Oh yes, this line. This line is worth a fortune in and of itself. Skirts may be no longer than halfway between the knee and the pussy? What the hell are you doing by describing skirt length in the terms of my pussy? Never mind requiring skirts that are so insanely short. It's the shortest skirt I own. But I never intended to wear it to work. What else? Panties. Panties? Why the fuck do you care about my panties? But here it is. If panties are worn, they must be either the smallest thongs available or crotchless. Crotchless panties? For work? But there's that if there. Not wearing panties at all is encouraged. Pantyhose are strictly forbidden. Garters and stockings are encouraged, but bare legs are also acceptable. Of course, with skirts that short, the stocking tops will be showing. Why was I upset about this? Yeah, it's a really hot look. That lovely little bit of thigh showing between my stocking tops and the bottom of my skirt. But then, the heels. Female associates should wear heels at all times. 3-inch or higher heels are strongly encouraged? That's just ridiculous. In a business environment, there's no need for heels like that. I mean, yeah, my legs do look amazing with the heels, the short skirt, and the stockings. No, these are the highest heels I own. Are they high enough? I understand. I'll buy some higher ones tonight. So that's the appearance requirement. You could have just written that female associates should dress like strippers and it would have had the same effect. But then we get into policies. Let's see. Oh yes, travel policies. Female associates traveling for business should share a room with one or more male associates? And then, female associates sharing a room with male associates should expect to share a bed with at least one male associate? Female associates should bring attractive lingerie to sleep in or sleep in a nude? That's, I mean, I understand the importance of saving the company money, but this is literally requiring female employees to sleep with their co-workers. Technically, yes, just sleeping. But I think we both know better. But it's not just on business trips. Where is it? Ah, here it is. Male associates may require female associates to display their conformance with dress and hygiene codes at all times? I mean, sure, it's kind of hot that any male coworker can tell me to lift my skirt. Make sure I'm not wearing inappropriate panties or, well, any panties. It's actually rather clever to let all the male employees enforce the dress code like that. Yes, sir. As you can see, I'm not wearing panties. And my pubic mound is completely shaved. I'm not even quite sure what I was upset about. The more I read this contract, the more reasonable it all sounds. I marked this part of it. Let me try to figure out why. Any male associate may discipline a female associate for any reason. The female associate may be restrained by parts of her or the male associate's clothing. That part confused me. I mean, how would you restrain somebody with clothing? Oh, yeah, you could totally tie somebody's wrist with a necktie. Okay, that makes sense. I guess I just marked it because I was confused how it would work. Or, the male associate may spank the female associate on her bare ass with his bare hand or his belt as he chooses. No, that part didn't confuse me. That makes perfect sense. I'm sure there was something else in the contract that I was upset about, but I really can't remember what it was. Let me look through it to see what, if I can remember. Alright, it cuts off here. The last page is missing, and I don't know what it is. Oh, okay. That makes total sense. The last page was deliberately not included. I understand. Can I see the last page? Thank you. Let me just read this. Female associates will perform all actions required of them by male associates cheerfully and without complaint. Well, that makes sense. Female associates will be available for any sexual uses that male associates may request at any time. This includes, but is not limited to, oral, vaginal, manual, or anal sex. Huh, okay. Yeah, that explains the wardrobe. We need to keep the guys turned on. I totally get it now. What else does it say? Female associates will become corporate property and surrender all rights to the corporation. I mean, yes, I am turned on by it. How did you know? Oh, yeah, I guess the sheer top shows you how hard my nipples are. Yes, sir. I'll unbutton it so you can see them without the shirt in the way. Oh, yes, sir. I like it when you pinch them like that. Oh. Huh? Keep reading. Okay. Signing this contract will permanently embed these rules in a female associate's brain. Oh, wow. That's so hot. Of course. I'll sign it, sir. You're right, sir. I wasted your time arguing about this contract instead of just signing it. You should punish me for that. Oh, yes, sir. I love it when you tie my wrist behind me with your necktie. I want to be helpless for whatever you want to do to me. Oh, yes, sir. Grab my tits. They're all yours to use, sir. Yes. I'll bend over your desk, sir. Why are you taking off your belt? Oh, of course. You can spank me with it. I deserve it. Thank you, sir. Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Yes, sir. You can feel that I'm very wet now. Since I'm bent over your desk like this. Yes, sir, please. I want you to fuck me. I want that so much. Oh. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, you feel me so well. Oh. Oh, that's so good, sir. Oh, I didn't know how much I needed this. Oh, you feel so, so good. Oh, yes, sir. I love being your helpless fuck toy. It's what I was made for. Use me, sir. Oh, I'm all yours. This wet pussy, this tight ass, these round tits, all yours. Oh, God. Oh, I'm getting close. I'm so ready to come. Fill me up, sir. Oh, when you come. Oh, fuck. When you come, it'll set me off. I can feel you're getting so close, too. Come in me, sir. Oh, I want it so much. I want to feel your cum so close. Oh, yes, yes, more. Fuck, come in me. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, 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 God. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. I understand my duties so much better now. If you'll untie my wrists, I'll... Oh, of course, I can just crawl under your desk to suck you while you work. Anything to help you out, sir. Can you help me down to my knees? It's a little difficult with my hands tied while wearing these heels. Thank you, sir. I'll just get under your desk. Is this good? Perfect. Just roll your chair forward. I'm looking forward to getting to know this cock very well. Should I bring you to orgasm or just keep you hard until... Just keep you hard. Of course, sir. When you decide you're ready to come, just grab my ponytail and shove your cock down my throat, sir. Mm-hmm.